This podcast was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details on this and other podcasts, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. Today marks 1 year since our former State Premier, Dr. Jeff Gallop, stepped down from office. His honesty and courage in speaking openly about depression has helped many people seek help for this often crippling problem. One group that has been helping people towards better mental health for many years is GROW. Representing GROW this morning is David Tear. David, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you for having me, Rodney.
Tell us, what is GROW all about?
GROW works off a weekly group in your area, we hope. There's about 16 groups that meet around Perth at the moment. We're hoping to expand that. Essentially, we'd like to see, you know, a group in every suburb, basically, at some stage or other. And the idea is that it's just a nice little check-in each week. There's refreshments afterwards if you want to stay for a cup of tea or, you know, some biscuits and that sort of thing. But the two-hour meeting has a very nice structure to it. There's a little opening routine. There's a place where people can share what's going on in their lives. There's some reading that we do, and people discuss, you know, what the reading is all about. Some more sort of interaction, and then we close off. GROW actually started in 1957. It's 50 years old this year. It actually started with a whole lot of ex-psychiatric patients in Sydney in 1957 who, with the new drugs on the market and things like that, they kind of snapped out of psychotic episodes. They started meeting at AA meetings, you know, as a sort of a sense of getting some community, some way forward, and so on and so forth. But AA just wasn't quite hitting the nail on the head. And so in 1957, there's about 15 or 16 of them in Sydney who decided to start their own group. Now, originally it was called Recovery because they were recovering from pretty serious breakdowns, as you can imagine. But in 1957, the name was changed to GROW because it was obvious that people didn't need to completely break down. Lots of people were just simply a bit anxious, lonely, depressed, you know, and they were coming to the GROW or to the recovery groups and really gaining things from it. And so they changed the name to GROW in 1975.
And obviously, if people are feeling depressed or they're feeling very low, you don't want them to get to that situation where they have to recover from a breakdown. You want to be to help people where they are at the moment and so that they can avoid that kind of breakdown.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rodney. And I think the wonderful thing about GROW is that it started, as I say, with all these ex-psychiatric patients just sort of teaming together, finding what is helping us? What is helping us to get out of the very depths that we're in? But in a way, anybody can come to a group and really learn things from it, you know, about their own life, about their own sense of feelings, their own life skills, if you like. And so we have everybody from people who are really just coming out of hospitalisation, again, like these people in 1957, coming to groups and learning, you know, life skills, right through to just people who realise that life isn't as good as it could be.
High-profile people such as Dr. Jeff Gallop, who have spoken about depression, and there have been many others over the past few years, I guess that helps with the perception of those people who are struggling with mental health issues. Mm. But it's still one of those things that has a bit of a stigma attached to it. So
sure.
I suppose people going along to a GROW meeting feel, finally, someone that understands what I'm going through.
Yeah, absolutely. We see that over and over again, that it's interesting. I mean, for instance, I have a very good friend of mine who certainly hasn't broken down or hasn't been hospitalised or anything, but she went, well, what is this thing all about? And so she started going about 7 weeks ago, and she's loving it. And, this is a university-educated woman, you know, who has found all sorts of things in the group that she's loving. And she was talking about how she loves how GROW is not whiz-bang, you know, crash through everything at once. It's just a slow burn. It's just you're learning something each time. You're learning things about yourself. And she said, it's certainly not a therapy group. And I asked her, So how would you define a therapy group? And she just smiled and said, oh, it's one of those groups that just blame your mother for everything. But GROW's certainly not like that. A GROW is a working group, without a doubt. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that the stigma isn't nearly as much as it used to be, but people certainly do feel at times stigmatised. I mean, I would reach out to any of your listeners at the moment who are just feeling like life could or should be better. And believe me, by coming along to a GROW group, you certainly have every chance of learning a whole lot of new skills. I mean, as I say, I came in 1991 to GROW when I first came, and I was a university graduate myself, and there was all sorts of things in the GROW group that I thought, university didn't teach me any of this sort of stuff.
It sounds like it could be, for some people, a scary thing if they're having to open up to one another, but is there pressure to do that, or are people able to just sit back and go at their own pace?
That's a very good question, Rodney, I must say. And it's really a case of, it's a completely volunteer organisation. Generally speaking, in fact, when people come to a group the first time, they are certainly welcomed by everyone in that group, because everyone knows what it's like coming to the group the first time. So you're welcome to the group. Generally speaking, though, people are not encouraged to talk too much on the first time. It's like, just observe what the group is, get to know the other members of the group even a little bit, and then open up at your own pace. And that's what I love about the whole process. It's not, you know, direct questioning, you know, what's going on in your life, tell us more or anything like that. It's just like, bring something to the group as you feel ready to bring to the group.
If you want to taste it and see, then there's that opportunity to do that. And if you find it's not for you, then you don't have to go back.
Absolutely. I mean, I would encourage your listeners to think about going to three groups, because GROW groups, it's a two-hour investment, as I say, per week, and it's perhaps not what you're completely thinking about. It's a new experience. But if you go for three times, you'd be surprised how much you get the hang of what's going on there and being able to open up to the other members of the group. Unfortunately, with GROW so far, the statistics are about 4 in 5 people who go to a GROW group don't go back. But the 1 in 5 that continues to grow to go to GROW groups, the statistics there are phenomenal. The drop in medication, the rise in confidence, the lack of isolation, the, you know, being able to learn all sorts of life skills from that, at the moment, as I say, 1 in 5 who are continuing to go to GROW groups.
As well as the fact that the stigma has, diminished somewhat over the past few years, you still would find people who want to help a loved one who is suffering with some sort of mental issues with mental health, whether it be depression or whether it's the, you know, some sort of a breakdown or whatever it is, but they just don't have the tools to do so.
Yeah.
Will a GROW
group
help them with that?
Absolutely. I mean, in the end, it's a 12-step program, right? Much like AA, you know, and number one step is, we admitted we were inadequate or maladjusted to life. Now, that's a big step for many people to make, to admit that. Personally speaking, when I first came to GROW, I loved it. It took the heat off me, took the pressure off me. I didn't have to be perfect anymore. And, you know, step two is, you know, we firmly resolved to get well and cooperated with the help that we needed. Now, what GROW is about you, the person. So you, if you have a loved one who you think is suffering or in some way might, you know, certainly needs help, you can encourage that person to come along to a GROW group. You can come with that person for 3 weeks. But in the end, that person has to make their own decision that, yes, I want to get better. I'm admitting that I'm inadequate or maladjusted in some way. If you think that's a strong step, then I challenge anyone to point to anyone in this world and say, oh, there's a person who isn't inadequate or maladjusted in some way, because we all have it in some way or other. Plenty of people don't admit it, but I think it's a human condition. It's, you know, we're all fall short of the Lord in whatever way. And I think that's a beautiful, you know, step to take, to go, yep, and the second one, as I say, we're firmly resolved to get well and cooperated with the help we need. Number three, we surrendered to the healing power of a wise and loving God.
If people are wanting to get in touch, people think, that sounds like me. I've been hanging back for too long, not getting the help that I need. Mm. I'm ready to admit that. I want to find out more. How can they get in touch?
Okay, two ways. One is certainly the old telephone. The office is open from 9 till 4 every weekday. The phone number is 9315 1666. Or if you have web internet access, you can check out our website. Right? And that actually has the listings of where all the groups meet. The website address is www.grow.net.au.
I suppose there are people listening who think, yeah, that is me, but I still don't feel comfortable about coming out and being part of something like that. I guess that the group is completely confidential?
Everything that happens in the group is confidential. As we say, no introductions are needed, just come along. And certainly part of the opening routine each week as we open the group is I will respect the confidential nature of what is disclosed at Grow meetings. I promise never to lead or aid a member of Grow in any serious wrong. I will speak the truth and only truth at Grow meetings. I mean, that's the sort of thing, how we open each group. No surnames are taken, just a first name, how are you going, Rodney or David or whoever the case may be. Nobody can force anybody to come a second week or a third week or whatever. You give just what you feel you can give. All I'm saying is, statistically speaking, those who continue to come to a Grow group, it's phenomenal, the drop in medication, the sense of, you know, confidence, everything is all going up.
We have the contact details here. If you missed them the first time round, you can give us a call here at Sunshine FM and we'd gladly pass on those details. I've been speaking this morning to David Teer from Grow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Rodney.
For more details on this and other podcasts, go to the website sunshinefm.ws. No greed, no ridicule, no hurt.